and welcome back to another episode of the Blondest Podcast. I am your host, Savannah Boda, and I'm not pregnant. If the last two episodes that you listened to of me getting really sick, I'm not pregnant. I must have ate something bad, but I think Tyler might have poisoned me because he made me an oat milk latte, and after I drank that, it was like downhill from there.
Okay, you literally had two sips of it. Don't blame this on me.
Are you trying to kill me? Who paid you? How much did they pay you to like put a hit on me?
I signed an NDA.
Oh, damn. But it was bad, Tyler. Like, he was in the car with us. Like, we were supposed to go get tacos after. And I literally, thank God, we had like a trash bag in the car because I threw up. I was like, turn up the music. I'm about to vomit. And I hate throwing up in front of people.
Yeah, no, she was like super embarrassed, and Lance and I were like, no, you're fine. Like, if you like shit yourself, that'd be one thing right now in the car, but throwing up, like, we get it.
It was so bad. I was so sick. I haven't been that sick in so long, but we stopped at CVS and we got a pregnancy test. I took it at home. I slept for 2 hours and I was like good as new and not pregnant.
And then we went and got the tacos.
Yeah, later that night. And it was really fucked, actually, because Tyler was hyping up this taco place. It's the best tacos you're ever going to eat. They're so good. We get there, and like, if you have ever ate food with me, you know, like, if there's street corn, I'm going to get it. Like, I love street corn. I love guacamole. And, you know, I love chicken. I only eat chicken. I've been a chickitarian since literally I was like six. I have not ate beef. I haven't ate pork. Like, literally, we went to the nicest steakhouse in Dallas and they ate Kobe beef and I refused to even eat it. Like, that's how like strongly I feel about not eating beef. We get there. There's no chicken. They're out of corn. They're out of guacamole. So I had loaded.
They're out of vegetables.
Oh, yes. And vegetables. I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to eat?
I felt so bad.
It was so sad. So we'll try like, you know, another day, I guess. But I'm kind of like hurt by them. I feel very hurt by that situation.
Yeah, I get that. I felt hurt by that situation.
It's bad. And then there was this guy and he was so like, I just want you guys to picture like the most annoying frat bro country, like crossover, like a Chad, like just so loud, like gives no shits about anyone around them. Like just, yeah. And this girl punched me in the face at the bar last weekend, like, just so loud, just so loud. And I didn't have chicken and I was just all around upset.
He was actually, I think he's one of the worst people I've ever encountered.
No, he was awful. Awful.
Don't be a Chad.
Don't be a fucking Chad. It's worse than being a Karen. No, I really think so.
I really think so. Just because they're both unapologetic about it, but it's just like the vibes.
Yeah, I'm surprised he had friends. I'm really surprised he had friends because no one else in the group was like that.
I think they were embarrassed.
You think so?
I would be. If they weren't, they all have problems.
Yeah. Maybe they're just like, he's like brings the spice into their life, you know? They're like, we're just so boring that like he at least like makes life interesting.
Yeah, but you make life interesting. And if you were like that, I would choke you out.
Okay, good. Yeah, please just bury me while I'm at it. But before we started the podcast, I just wanted to recap on this conversation we had. So Tyler just got a new car. And, you know, it's cool, whatever. But the thing that gets me about this car is it has 64 different color ambient lighting. 64. And we just looked up my car. I'm getting homeboy, the guy, the dealership guy didn't even like mention ambient lighting to me. I didn't know that you could get 64 colors. Like, no one's ever told me this. I have never driven like a nice, I had a Prius and I had a Subaru. And I can promise you, both of those cars never had ambient lighting, okay? And he's like telling me all about these safety features, like cool, cool, yeah, yeah. I would buy a car strictly off having 64 different ambient lighting colors, okay? You can just tell him how many colors I'm getting and that there's not pink.
Well, we looked it up and it seems like she's getting 7.
I'm fucking pissed.
White, off-white, orange, red, blue, a baby blue, and literally a shit green.
A shit green. That is lime green. And Tyler has like 10 different shades of pink.
Okay, but to be fair, in my last car, I had like 4 colors.
Okay.
So you got to start somewhere.
64.
It's overkill. Let's be honest.
I feel like every car should have 64 different ambient.
Would you use all 64?
I would use all the pink ranges. I'd be like, today I feel like a little bit more magenta. Today I feel a little bit more pastel pink.
Whoa.
I would go through the pink. I don't even have pink.
No, you don't.
I don't. I have red. That's a violent color. Like, that's like, I want to road rage and scare people. That red is just a very aggressive. I feel like I'll just keep it white and crisp.
Yeah.
But that's so boring. But anyways, next time I get a car, my first question is going to be, how many different ambient lighting settings do you have? I didn't even know to ask that question.
Well, I don't, like, again, I think you're crazy because that's not usually people's most important thing when buying a car.
They're like, it'll blink when cars pass you. Don't give a fuck. Has a good sound system. That's cool. Like, I don't even know what cars do. I don't care about cars. I'm not a car girl.
Yeah, it has like 10-way adjustable seating, heads up display.
Yeah, massages you. I'm like, okay, pass. I just want 64 different colors. Thank you. I'm 7.5. Okay, well, let's get into this episode. I got so sick last time we recorded, so we didn't get to finish all of the Q&A because I was literally going to barf. But today I'm good. I'm thriving. And we're going to get back into these questions.
Okay. Are you enjoying your new house?
I love my new house. I just don't like how much cat hair is accumulated in my house.
Yeah.
It's a fuck ton of cat hair.
You just have to keep the doors closed.
Everywhere.
Sometimes the door is left open and then you go pull something out of the closet and...
it's just fur. Fur everywhere.
One of your lucky followers said, you are a big dumb dumb head and the only thing cool about you is your husband.
That was Lance.
Maybe.
For sure it was Lance.
How do you and Lance keep the spark alive?
That's a really long pause. I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like we're just like always the same. I don't know if we do anything special. I think he just comes on to me all the time. So I think he just initiates a lot of things.
Yeah.
What do you feel as a third party viewer?
I mean, I just feel like you guys have always been this way. I feel like spark doesn't necessarily mean sexual. It just means like...
to keep like each other.
Love.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys just have...
a good relationship.
Like a constantly going.
I think like our like bickering is like... but we don't bicker. I mean, it's like playful banter. Like we're very playful with each other. And it's really... that's like, I guess, what keeps our spark alive. Yeah. So I can be like, I want to run you over with my car. And he's like, that's so cute, baby. I want to hit you with a bat. And we're like, okay, she's cute.
This sounds like Rihanna Chris Brown right now. Like, we need to calm down.
No. It's good. We're funny.
How many best friends do you have?
One. Tyler.
Period.
I don't have time. I'm busy. I'm just like, I am so busy at all times. At all times. And Tyler just like is the best friend ever. Like, if your friend won't take you to the airport and pick you up, they're not a friend. And I just got to say that. And if your friend like lets you dress a certain way and won't tell you that you look like trash, they're not a good friend.
Or like you're wearing a nightgown.
Yeah. Tyler comes for my neck. We did a closet clean out and I told him, I was like, you just have to be quiet because I like these. He's like, what the fuck is this pilgrim dress that you have?
Yeah, Handmaid's Tale. That's half of them.
But it's good because he helps me purge my closet. He's really like a lot of things that I loved. You know, I realized maybe I was delusional when I bought them.
Anyways, will you have another baby? I think you'll have a girl.
Aw. I think we probably will have a girl too, but I don't know when. It just depends. And any new mom knows this. It depends on the hour, the second. Like literally, like if you're it's just some days you're like, I want another, I want 12. And then other days you're like, this is so hard, I can only have one kid. So it just depends. But I want Cyrus to have a friend because I feel like he needs a friend.
I wish I was an only child.
I do too sometimes.
What's your favorite vacation spot?
Honestly, Mexico, because it's a quick flight. It's easy to get there because it's quick because we're in Texas, okay? And the beaches are pretty. And if you stay in all-inclusive, you get free alcohol, free food. I haven't really been. I mean, I've been places with my parents, but, you know, I really haven't traveled much. Like, I really haven't traveled much, to be honest.
Yeah, she's more of like a
beach girly.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get her to be more of a
city fun adventure.
Yeah, like experience new cultures, not just sit at the beach.
But the thing is, Tyler, when you work all the time, you want to go, you want to make me walk is your issue.
You don't want to walk any day.
I don't want to fucking walk. I want the room that's closest to the beach and closest to like wherever I have to go. I don't like walking. I'm not a walker. I lived 3 months in the fucking wilderness. I hiked 7.5 miles a day for 3 months straight in the fucking snow. Okay. I've done my walking for this entire lifetime. So I choose not to walk. It's a choice.
Okay. Fair. Fair. Well, yeah. Not fair, but I'll you know, give it to you.
That's why I walked so much. And I swore to myself when I got home, I said, I'm not going to walk unless I really fucking have to.
Yeah, but like you don't want to die and have not seen the world.
That's true. Can I get like a Segway?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Well, find me somewhere I can have a Segway and I'll go. Or like a little scooter or something. Or you can put me in like a little like baby Bjorn and just carry me around.
We'll just get you like, do you think they have adult strollers? I bet they do.
I bet. Like a wheelchair.
Okay. You got me there. Where are you from?
Texas, Flowermound specifically.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
What are your favorite qualities about yourself?
I think I'm really funny. And
that was funny.
Thank you. I think I'm funny. I think I have a very outgoing personality, and I think I am really good at connecting with people. And I think I'm really creative. That's what I like about myself. I'm very creative and innovative, and I think I just like make things happen for myself. I'm very much a go-getter. That's what I like about myself.
I will agree. Best advice for expecting moms?
Don't expect anything. Just literally any expectations you have, throw them out the door, because it's going to be completely different than anything you will expect. And then just take it day by day and don't overbuy stuff. They grow out of things so fast. That was like my biggest mistake, unless you want to do like 75 different wardrobe changes a day so that they can wear all the outfits you wore. Just, you know, get the bare minimum. And then also too, like all the cute outfits you think you're going to put your baby in every day, you're not. They're so hard to like change the diapers. Like they constantly are using the restroom. So you want something that's easy access to like get them changed. I like Lulu and Company. They're rompers, you guys. That Cyrus has literally every single color. I swear by them. They're so easy. They're so lightweight. Not a sponsored ad, but they should sponsor me. I've bought so many of their rompers. Lulu and Company, you guys. If you're a new mom, you got to get them. The best rompers ever.
Where do you shop for your home decor?
I am an Anthropologie girly. I love West Elm. I love Crate and Barrel, CB2. Some Amazon, to be honest. Amazon has some good stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah. You like decorated your whole original spa with Anthropologie? Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Amazon.
No, like your the suite. First one.
Yeah. My suite was all Amazon finds. And honestly, Amazon stuff has gotten better. You just really have to like look. Like you have to like search.
I feel like you have some stuff linked somewhere.
Yeah, I do. I do have some home decor linked on my Amazon. Per.
I'm a good best friend.
You are. You said, give my bestie that check.
Can you do a house tour or link your decor?
Yes. And no. Yes. Yes to linking things. I can link them. But house tour, I just want to keep my family's privacy, you know. There's some things.
Yeah, that... you don't need a roadmap for how to rob you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Has your new car come in?
It has not.
1 month.
1 month.
Like less than 1 month.
Yeah, less than 1 month. But I am pissed about the ambient lighting thing.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned
it. I know. That really just put a damper in my day.
I'm sorry.
Like... it's the ambient lighting for me.
Favorite places to shop?
Anthropologie, Farm Rio. Never Fully Dressed, Zara, H&M, Free People, Misa USA, Revolve. That's about it.
What do you do for fun outside of work? Any hobbies?
I like to eat. I like to watch movies. I like to take baths. And that's it. That's my hobbies.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like after the day, you're just like,
I need like
bath, to just eat, yeah. watch
movies. Yeah, like I just need to be like not use my brain.
What's your new favorite show? We were watching it yesterday.
Oh, The Real Housewives of Dubai.
No.
Oh.
Cyrus's show.
Oh, The Sea of Love. The Sea of Love. He is finally at that stage where I literally have to play stuff like that.
Yeah, he'll like start screaming, and then the second you turn it on, he's like
happy. And it was so funny. He was literally like, and then we turned it and it was like, Sea of Love. And he was like, oh my God, like obsessed immediately. It was so funny. And it's really not that bad. Like Sea of Love, like I can handle.
Yeah,
no. It's really not horrible. Wait, what's it?
Cocomelon. That one at brain cancer. Okay, maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's okay.
Like
loses brain cells.
Yeah, the worst. The absolute worst.
The worst.
How do you go about getting an MD?
You just go and ask every doctor you know and say, hey, listen, I have spa and I want to be an entrepreneur. And I really need you to oversee me. And you give them a business plan and you tell them all about you to sell yourself. And then they'll say yes or no. Or you guys can be resourceful. And if you live somewhere and you know somebody has a medical director, 9 out of 10 times it's going to be listed on their website. So then you just go to their website, find their MD and be like, hey, I heard you're an MD for Savannah Boda. Will you be my MD? And then they'll say yes or no.
Yeah. Also, y'all, sorry. We recorded the last Q&A like a week ago. So if I ask any of the same questions
twice, I screenshotted the ones that
we didn't ask. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I swear I asked you this last week.
What is it?
No, the MD one.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me that.
Okay. Well, I can't for the life of me remember what I asked. So it's okay. You may be getting double. How did you find out or did you find out what happened to your fish from a long time ago?
I honestly, now that they don't work for me anymore, I think they had a plot and I think they stole Jesner, or a client stole Jesner, or he was abducted by aliens.
No, I think they just like killed Jesner
on accident.
Like, didn't have the heart, maybe didn't have the heart to tell you.
But I told them, I sat them all down, I interrogated them. I said, when's the last time you saw Jesner? Was he swimming like strong, or was his swimming like not like normal?
Bro, you weren't there. They rehearsed their stories before you got there and interrogated them.
I interrogated them one by one and said, but I didn't think anyone did anything. I just wanted to know. I was like, when's the last time you saw Jesner? Like, was he eating? Was he okay? Like, did you see him? And they all were like, and I literally said to you, I was like, I'm not going to be mad. Like, I'm not going to be mad. Like, if he died, like, just tell me so I can like, you know, it's like one of those things, like when like someone's kid goes missing and like, you don't know where your kid is. And it's like, you don't want to know if they're dead, but you do want to know, because then you can like put it to rest and not like spend the next 30 years of your life, like wondering like if your kid's still out there or if your kid's like, you know, not in a ditch or something, yeah. You know, like you just want to know to have closure. And I've never gotten closure and it haunts me. And like, people might think it's stupid because it's a beta fish, but like, he was there from the beginning.
Okay, guys, she's about to start crying right now.
he was an OG. Like he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was there for me. And like, when I had a really long, stressful day and I was working 7 days a week and had long hours, like I literally would just sit at the tank and like, just we'd vibe.
No, guys, the first time the first one died.
Oh, I was a fucking wreck.
No, she was a wreck. So I had left the spa like 10 minutes before he died. Like they were like giving him CPR as I was leaving, but I was like, okay, I need to go. So he died.
Yeah, he's a fake friend for leaving me in my most worst moment.
And then I just start getting selfies from her and she is full on bawling. I wish, like, I know it's a podcast. I wish I could insert the pictures of her crying. And so I just turned my car around and had to go console her because she was
not okay.
Not okay.
No, I was not okay.
Do you have a sweet tooth? If so, what for?
Honestly, no. I really don't have a big sweet tooth. But if I do have a sweet tooth, I feel like cake or like cookies or ice cream. But it's very rare. It's usually around my period.
Yeah. I have a huge sweet tooth. So yeah, he does. I can't really. But crumble cookies are good.
I feel like they're too sweet sometimes. I'm more of a Tiff's Treats girl.
Okay. Yeah. Those are like cookies your mom could make, though.
You feel
like
that?
My mom could not make crumble cookies, but she can make.
My mom couldn't make Tiff's Treats. So maybe your mom's just better than most.
Where do you get your cute dresses? I guess you just.
Yeah, all those places.
How do you stay motivated to accomplish your goals?
My clients, honestly, I just want to be the best I can be for them and for my family, too. And I hold myself to like a really, really high standard, and I never want to let myself down. So I just want to be better than I was the day before every single day.
Can you make your podcast longer? I love them so much and it helps me get through. I'm going to say my day.
Aw. That's so sweet. Yeah, definitely. I can try to make them longer. It's easier when I have a like guest because it's hard for me to just talk for like a whole hour straight.
Yeah, you need a co-host.
No, do you want to be the new co-host?
No.
Okay.
But you do need to. You actually, I guess I would be the only person.
Yeah, like who the fuck would be my co-host? It'd be you.
I'm not in skincare though, so like.
But you're an esthetician by association.
Okay. We'll talk. We'll talk details. We'll work over the contract.
Okay.
Have you always had confidence? Did you ever struggle with anxiety?
I still struggle with anxiety, like so bad to like I get the shits, like to the core. Like, you know, when you have anxiety and it like affects every like organ and you just feel like your whole body shutting down because you're having like a panic attack. Yeah, that's me. But I will say like I've learned how to cope more and manage my like anxiety and just like with breathing techniques and getting in the bath. Honestly, like. Being in the bath is like my happy place. I feel like there is like a bubble around me and like no one can fuck with me. Like Fitz can't mess with me. Like he can't, his like neck literally cannot physically, like he cannot get to me when I'm in the bathtub. So my dog can't like terrorize me. The cats don't terrorize me. They just vibe with me. But I just feel like I'm happiest when I'm in the bath. But confidence wise, 100%. I went through a lot of eating disorders when I was in the wilderness therapy program when I was 15 was because of my anxiety, depression and eating disorder. So I've struggled a lot. I'm still on antidepressants,
Antidepressants.
I don't know why it sounded so weird when it came out of my mouth.
I think you said depressants.
That's why.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But yeah, no, my anxiety, I've definitely been able to manage more. But like, this is the thing. I try to keep my life as like easy as possible. Like, I don't like any, that's another reason why I don't have a lot of friends. Like, I get really, I'm very sensitive. I'm highly, highly reactive and sensitive person. So I keep my circle really small. I protect my peace. I really just try to be careful about who I allow in my life. And that's helped my anxiety a lot.
Where's your headboard and dresser from?
Anthropology.
What eyelash curler do you recommend? Your lashes always look A1.
I don't use a lash curler, but which one do you use?
I don't even know. I ordered that shit on Amazon.
So an Amazon one. So Tyler's recommendations, Amazon.
Revitalash.
Yeah, I use Revital. That's how my lashes are so long. It's Revitalash, not a curler.
How do you balance having a baby and being a small business owner?
Having an amazing, supportive husband that stays home and helps take care of the house and helps me decompress. He is my rock. I could not do it without him.
What's your favorite thing about Lance and the most annoying thing about Lance?
Oh, God. Okay. My favorite thing about Lance is that he loves me no matter what. Like, he has shown me what unconditional love is, even when I'm at my, like, absolute worst. And I promise you guys, like, I am not the easiest human. When it comes to him. And he just has always been so patient and loving and understanding with me. And he loves our family so much. He is so helpful. He, you know, is always there for me, like literally always there for me, even when he's exhausted and tired. Like, he always puts me first and puts our son first. So he's very selfless. And I love him for that. Most annoying thing, he wants to have sex every fucking day. And
oh my God.
That's the most annoying. And then
I feel like it just annoys you when he's like trying to be the responsible one. You're like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, like let's get out of my face.
Yeah. He always tries to be super responsible, which is something I respect, but not really. I like to have fun. He's super responsible.
Like, Lance is the type who wants to get dinner at like 6 p.m., wants to be home by 8.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
the first time we took Cyrus to a dinner, it was like 8 at night, and he was like, absolutely not.
No,
we cannot.
Yeah, he was not okay.
He was like, that is way too late for a baby. And I'm like, he's so young. He'll just sleep the whole time. Like, it's fine. Like, we asked my parents, we asked Tyler's parents, we asked every like adult that we knew in our lives. And they're like, he'll be fine. Like, he's young enough. Like, he'll just sleep the whole dinner. And Lance is like, no one else is going to have a baby there. Like, no one brings a baby to this restaurant. Like, we cannot bring Cyrus. Like, it's going to be awful. He's going to cry the whole time. And he was like an angel and just slept. So I think Lance just like, he has a lot of anxiety too, but about different things. So like, he gets anxious about like last minute plans, and I'm very spontaneous. Yeah.
But overall, Lance has many more pros.
Very many pros. Yeah. He's perfect, pretty much.
What resort did you stay at during your Mexico trip? Would you recommend it? I guess you're going to do it. No, never mind.
The baby one, the baby moon that I went on. It was Secrets Maroma. It was really nice. I loved it. I would say it rained a little bit when we went, which wasn't great. Because, you know, you only have a couple days there to be on the beach, and it like would rain. It stormed pretty bad. But I mean, I guess, you know, that's not the resort's fault. It's just being in Mexico in June. I wish they would have just stopped the rain. That's my complaint. The resort men should have just been like, rain, stop.
How do you find energy, motivation to do all the things that you do?
I think I'm a little bit of a crackhead.
A little bit.
A lot of it. I have a lot of energy, and I'm very highly motivated, self-motivated person. And I've learned, you guys, this is something about getting older and just learning yourself and understanding yourself. And really a lot of things I learned when I was in wilderness therapy is like, I do not do good with downtime. Even if I'm exhausted, like I don't do good. Like even the days I'm off work, like a lot of people think I work 7 days a week because like I'm go-getter, which I am. But also because I literally like, I have to stay busy. Like I don't do, like I get into a weird depression and I have really bad anxiety when I'm not constantly doing something. So I know now like how to keep my depression at bay and like manage my anxiety is I just have to go, go, go and get shit done.
Yeah. Like you never have idle hands. Like no. I feel like your hands constantly have to be doing something.
Yeah. Like even when I'm watching TV, I'm working or holding the baby.
Yeah. How many kids do you want?
1 to 2.
1.
No more than 2.
How did you and Lance meet?
I actually dated his friend in high school. And then we had like a lot of sexual tension. Like he was the guy I fantasized about. Like every girl listening to this podcast, like you guys all know, like every night when you close your eyes, like there was one man that you're like, damn, I wish he would like raw dog me.
Oh. Okay.
That was Lance for me. And he was like the guy I had the biggest crush on. It's so weird. And that like makes me like, I always forget that since we're like so deep into like being together now and have a kid. But he was like the one that I always wanted. Like I had like a lot of like pent up sexual tension with him. And then he dated this other girl for a while and then he didn't date her anymore, and then we went on a date to Cracker Barrel, and that was like the end of it. He won my heart.
It's the classiest date I've ever heard. I don't think I've ever been to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I actually was like really annoyed when he was like, let's go to Cracker Barrel, but I was like, sure.
Is it like the same thing as a McDonald's date, or is it like a step above?
I feel like Cracker Barrel is like a step above.
Okay.
They have like a really cool shopping area.
They have a shop inside of Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Just like t-shirts and stuff?
No, they have like home decor, candles, candy, old time candy. They have like Beanie Babies. I'll take you to a Cracker Barrel.
We'll see.
I'll take you on a date to a Cracker Barrel and win your heart.
Do you use teeth whitener or do you have veneers?
I do not have veneers. I don't use teeth whitener. I used to and it like ruined my enamel. Just use Crest White 3D.
Yeah. Teeth whitening fucking hurts.
It hurts.
Like, you have to do like 3 rounds.
But I actually am getting a free round of teeth whitening next Monday. No, tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Because usually you do like 3 separate times with the teeth whitening. And then I can only make it like past like 1.5.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Like, I'm like, take the shit off.
It hurts.
It like zings through your whole body.
You're making my teeth hurt. I don't want to hear it.
Were you scared to start your own business?
Yes, terrified. I thought I'd be living on my parents' couch till I was like 30. And to be honest, I did not have a lot of support with it. Like everyone thought I was like dumb.
Yeah.
Like my whole family was like, you're a dumbass. Like you're going to fail. You don't know how to manage money. You don't know how to run a business. Like how are you going to get clients? So yeah, a lot of negativity surrounding my business opening.
Just got to make it work.
I made it work.
Which is better for a solo SD, an LLC or a corp?
It depends. Since I have employees, I'm an LLC now, but I did start out as an S corp.
Yeah. What led you on your career path?
I don't know what that was. I was just saying I or me, okay. And then it just came out with me. My own struggles with acne. I was in nursing school and I got acne for the first time because I got on Nexaplon, which is an implanted birth control, straight up progestin. And it made my skin go haywire. And I went everywhere and I tried every product and nothing would work. I spent like more time researching how to cure my acne than I did on schoolwork. And at that time, I really hated school. Like I hated it. And I didn't want to go to class because of my acne. And then I figured out that estheticians could do more than just like foo-foo facials and waxing, and that I could be like more of a medical esthetician. I didn't know this industry even existed or this like realm of aesthetics even existed. I thought like nurses and doctors were the ones that did lasers and microneedling. So when I found out I could go to school for 7 months and do all these things, I was like, hell yeah, brother. And I did it.
And then further on the timeline, what made you start your own business and how easy or hard was it?
So I worked for places that didn't align with my ethics and I really wanted to do the things I wanted to do. One thing about me is Savannah does what Savannah wants. And if no one's going to let me do what I want, then I'm going to do it myself. And that's how I was. I was like, you're not going to let me get this skincare line. Okay, cool. I'll open my own business and do things my way. It was not easy. It was so hard. The first couple months, like I barely had any clients. I would have maybe one client a day. I was doing $50 facials. I had no idea how to run a business. I mean, everything, you know, I did by myself. I didn't have a consultant. I didn't have a business consultant. I didn't take out any loans. I never had any debt. I just bought things when I could afford them. And, you know, I really just slowly built my business and, you know, put all my energy towards it. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to do a part two. So stay tuned.
Part three.
We're going to do a part three. So stay tuned for next week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and I will see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.